Turn with us to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 1. Proverbs chapter number 1. Let me just say something about this book before I read the scripture tonight. Proverbs is given to you and I to prevent and also to remedy ungodliness. And we are flesh. We're prone to wander, do things we ought not to do. A lot of times we do that because we're ignorant of God's Word. And tonight I want you to notice the things that Proverbs has to say to us. There's some practical sayings in Proverbs. There's parallels in Proverbs. If you ever noticed in reading Proverbs, it'll tell you what's good, and then in the same verse, it'll tell you right the opposite of what's bad, and it's all through the book. And to the point where we're without excuse. And we as God's children, as God's people, we need to be God-dependent and not self-dependent. God is our sufficiency. We're not self-sufficient. We're dependent on God. And if we're going to have a good home and a good life, then we need the Lord to speak to us and help us out of His Word. You know, the Bible's not a book of theories. It's a book of truths. And we need to feed off of it every day of our lives. In Proverbs chapter number 1, we'll read a few verses here. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Listen to this verse. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Remind you tonight, he is the counselor. If you need any counseling tonight, get in your Bible. Let the Lord speak to you. His counsel's right. He's not like Oprah and Dr. Phil, hit and miss. God don't miss on his counsel. He's always right. Says to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Brother Adam, would you pray? Yes, Lord, thank you. Amen. Yes, help him, Lord. Bless him, God. Lord, help. Amen. You can be seated. The word wisdom in the book of Proverbs is either spoken or referred to some 125 times. And also, fool or foolish, foolishness, is referred to some 84 times. God would have us to be wise and not foolish. And tonight, I'm looking at verse number 7. He says, the fear of the Lord is a beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And he says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And I guess tonight my thought is going out to the men tonight. And of course, women, I know there's some women that are in homes alone and their husband is not there anymore and they're doing the best they can to raise children, but I want to speak to men tonight on this subject. Being a father or being a fool. Being a father or being a fool. You know, this book instructs us to get knowledge. It instructs us to get understanding. But wisdom is the ability to apply that understanding and that knowledge. You know, a person can easily study God's Word and see what God has to say, but then we've got to take it and apply it in our lives to make it of any effect or make it of any use to us, hadn't we? Amen. You know, I'm afraid a lot of times we're guilty of coming to church and listening to preachers or going into Sunday school and listening to the teaching of the Word of God. And, Lord, we can get knowledge. We can quote verses and we have a pretty good understanding of God's Word, but where's the wisdom of applying it? The day in which we live, I think there's a lot of problems in homes because daddies have not applied the wisdom of God to their own lives and to their home life. Amen? The Bible says in Ephesians 5:15, it says, "See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Listen, we've got an opportunity every day of our life to walk in the wisdom and understanding of God's ways and His Word, or we can walk like a fool. Amen. I don't believe He'd have put that verse in there. You see, it's up to us. We have an option of how we obey and live our lives day by day. And so in looking at the Word of God, I see that it has a great purpose to teach discernment, discretion, direction, and discipline, and development for children and adults. We've got it. Listen to me, daddies. You know, I can remember my daddy. My daddy's been dead some 30 years, but I can remember things about my daddy. I can remember things about my brother. He's been dead close to that long, too. I can remember things that I was told about my grandparents. And you know, they left a legacy. You and I, daddies, granddaddies, we're building a legacy that somebody is watching. Somebody's going to be thinking about you when you're way, way gone into eternity. And I wonder what our legacy is going to be for our children, for our grandchildren, for our co-workers, for our cousins. Listen to me tonight. We need to build a good godly legacy to leave behind. Amen. I think we focus too much on teaching our children how to be successful in life when we ought to be teaching them more about God's Word and God's ways. Let God orchestrate their life. He'll make them successful. But if we'll teach them to put God first, He's promised that He'll provide every need. Listen to me tonight. First of all, I want to say in this thought of a father or a fool, I want to talk about daddy's relationship to God. Now, it's easy to be a daddy. Amen. But to be a godly daddy, it requires some things. First of all, a person needs to be saved. You can do nothing to please God unless you have faith in Him and you're saved by His grace and you're following Him. A daddy needs to be saved. Children need a saved daddy and a dedicated daddy. And not only that, but he needs salvation, but he needs the Scriptures. Now, we're going to turn to a lot of places tonight, but I'll try to be as brief as I possibly can. Look in Proverbs 6 and verse number 20. I'm talking about a daddy needs to be grounded in the Word of God. He says in verse 20, "My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually on thine heart, tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee." Hey, you ever had the Bible talking to you? Amen. You hide the Word of God in your heart, and it'll speak to you through the day when the troubles and trials of life come and the decisions come that you have to make on a daily basis. The Word of God and the Holy Ghost of God, He'll call things to your remembrance that you've studied and that you've been taught, and He'll help you in your walk with Him. He said, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Hey, I'm glad the Word of God does reprove me. I'm glad the Word of God corrects me. I'm glad the Word of God instructs me in the paths of righteousness, and I need it. And I'm glad it exhorts me. Hey, it has everything I need to walk in the light as He is in the light. And if we choose to walk in darkness, you know, you have that opportunity. You can do as you please. But let me tell you, one of these days, there's coming a payday. We're all going to stand before God one day. Daddy must have the right relationship to God. He needs to be saved. He needs to be filled with the Word of God, the Scriptures that God has given us, and he needs sanctification. I'm talking about a daddy that's serving the Lord, a daddy that's sold out to God. And I'm talking about, friend, our life ought to be marked with godliness. When people look at our life, when people examine our life, they ought to say, "Well, I know he's a Christian. He lives it. He talks it. He walks it. And he's a witness of the goodness and glory of God." A daddy's relationship to God. Let me ask you something tonight, Daddy. How's your relationship with God the Father? Do you have that relationship? Do you know Him? Not only a daddy's relationship to God, but daddy's responsibility. Did you realize that daddy, the responsibility of the home falls on you? Amen. God's put a lot on your shoulders, daddy. Listen to me now. Psalms 127 and 3 says, "Children are an heritage of the Lord." How many of you in here has got children? How many of you has got grandchildren? They come to you from God. Amen. God has put them in your hands to train them and nurture them for just a short time. I don't think there's any greater responsibility that's given to a man than to raise his children right and have a home atmosphere that is godly. You think God is going to give you something that's His heritage and not hold you accountable for it? You'll find out one day when you stand before Him. Proverbs 22 and 6 says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's old, he'll not depart from it." Now, I know that a child's heart is bound with foolishness. The Bible teaches us that. That's why we need to train them. That's why we need to correct them. That's why we need to discipline. That's why we need to keep an eye up on them and a watch over them. And that's why we need to bring them to church every time the doors is open, friend. That's why we need to pray over our food at home. That's why we ought to pray at home and thank God for every blessing He's sent our way. Our children are an heritage of the Lord. And let me tell you, we are supposed to train them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord our God. Bringing them to church is good. Bringing them to Sunday school is good and necessary. But let me tell you something. It's more necessary for you, daddies, to live a godly life in front of your children at home in your daily life. A lot of times they don't listen to the preacher. A lot of times you don't listen to him. But you got a good influence over them at home. Day by day, you're around them. Day by day, you're working with them. Listen, daddy's responsibility. You know over in Deuteronomy chapter number 6, man is instructed to hide the Word of God in his heart. And he's instructed to teach the commandments, the Word of God, to his children diligently. In other words, it ought to be a great priority in our life to train and teach our children the Word of God and what it has to say to us in our lives. We're so worried about our kids getting a good education and making a lot of money. That ain't a life. It's good to have things. It's good to have an education. It's good to have a good job, but that's not the most important thing in your child's life. You see, they're going to go out and meet God one day. The most important thing in a daddy's life is to nurture his children, bring them up in the house of God, and to see and pray and ask God to save them one day. Nothing no more satisfying than to see your child saved. Amen. What? Not only do they get peace with God, but it gives you a peace too, don't it? Amen. Notice what the Bible says in Ephesians right here, chapter number 6. I want you to read this with me, daddies. I'm talking about a daddy's responsibility. He says in verse 4, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." And this training and teaching, we need to be leaders in our home. We need to have a faith that's worth following. Amen? We can look at Bible characters like Noah and Daniel and Joseph, and we can look at Bible characters and we see that they had a faith that's worth following. But what about you, Daddy? Can your children see a faith in you that's worth following? Are you leading them right? Are you training them right? Are you teaching them right? Are you setting the right example before them? I'd say, first of all, looking back in chapter number 1, the very first thing that you ought to teach your child is to fear the Lord. And if you're going to teach them to fear the Lord, then you ought to fear the Lord. Right? Amen. I think we live in a day when the most folks in the day that we live have lost their fear of God. But the Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. That's where we're all heading one day. In chapter number 1 and verse 7, he says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." That's one type of knowledge that we all ought to want our children to have stored within them. The knowledge of the living God and the Word of God and what God requires out of us and what God instructs us to do in life. Put that kind of knowledge in them. And the only way you're going to be able to instill it into your children is to have it instilled in yourself. Amen. If you fear the Lord, then you'll fear not bringing your child up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Have you lost your fear of the Lord? Not only does he say that, but look in chapter 14. Chapter 14 and verse number 26. He says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Now, when I talk about the fear of the Lord, I'm not talking about frightful. I'm talking about reverence. I'm talking about humility, respectful, not rebellious, but obedience. He is the Creator and we are His creatures. He's the Father. We're the children. He's the one that we serve. He's the Master. We're the servants. He's the giver of every good and perfect gift. And we need to teach our children to fear Him, to honor Him with all of our life. Not only should we teach them to fear the Lord, but well, to teach them to forsake not His law. We read in chapter number 6 about His, He said, "My son, keep thy father's commandment. Forsake not the laws of thy mother." Chapter 7, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law is the apple of thine eye." Listen, this book right here, this is the most important book that you'll ever hold in your hands. Your children will be issued school books probably every year when you send them off to school. Those books are important, but not like this book. This is the book of all books. In it you'll find all the issues of life. Listen, teach your children how important the Word of God is. I wonder tonight, on Sunday morning, do you come toting your Bible into church? Then when you get home, do you just throw it off on the shelf somewhere and wait around till the next Sunday morning and then go to hunting it and trying to find it? Didn't get no amens there. Ought to be some old me's. This thing right here is alive. This thing right here are the true sayings of God. This right here is something that we ought to want to feed off of on a daily basis. Listen, you ain't got to read 20 chapters every day. Get in the book of Proverbs and read one little old chapter of 15, 20 verses, something like that. Or maybe you don't have to read that much. Just read till God begins to speak to you, till He begins to reprove, rebuke, exhort. Hey, and let Him speak to you about the issues of life. Teach it to your children then, as God teaches you. Listen, teach them to fear the Lord. Teach them to forsake not the law. Teach them to follow not the lawless. There's plenty of that in town, ain't there? Amen. Back in chapter number 1, verse 10, He says, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, 'Come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk proudly for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as a grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, and let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood." Listen, those are good words of instruction, aren't they? Can I tell you something, daddies? You better watch who your kids are running with. Amen. When I was a teenage boy, I got to running with fellas that's 10 years older than me on a path towards the devil's hell. Now, I bless the Lord that He rescued me from that. You better watch who your kids are running with. Don't just turn them loose on the world just because you want to get them out of your hair. God's given them to you to train and to raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You got them just a few short years. You better keep your hands upon them and your eyes upon them. Don't try to be their best friend. Amen. Because you ain't going to be their best friend. Listen, when my mom and daddy got on to me, I didn't like it. Amen. But I knew they was right and I was wrong. We ought to tell them the truth, oughtn't we? Teach them to respect you and the things that you have to say. Listen, fear the Lord, forsake not the law, follow not the lawless, but how to have fellowship and favor. Look at chapter number 8, and we'll read one verse over here. How? Teach them how that they can have fellowship with God and favor with God. Very simple. He says in verse 17 of chapter 8, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Teach your kids to love the Lord. Listen. Listen, daddies. I don't care how high you rise on your job. I don't care how big a bank account you might acquire. You ought to give God every bit of the glory. Don't ever get around your kids and say, look what I've done. Boy, I sure have worked hard to get where I'm at today. No, you hadn't. God has blessed you to put you where you're at today. He's the one that puts food on your table and a roof over your head, gives you help to get up and go to work every day, friend. And you ought to give Him all the glory and all the praise. Hey, if you're able to walk up the steps out front out here and make your way into the house of God, you ought to be thankful and you ought to bless His name, for His goodness and His mercy has endured to you through another day. Daddy's responsibility, daddy's relationship, daddy's role. Daddy, do you realize you're the priest of your home? You're the priest of your home. You're the leader. God's given you that responsibility. You shirk that responsibility in life, you'll stand before Him guilty one day. You're the priest of the home and you're to lead your family in the ways of godliness. Are you listening to me? You're to lead your home, your family, in the ways of godliness. Daddies, it's your responsibility to see that your kids are fed, are clothed, are nurtured, are brought to church. It's not mama's responsibility. I know we live in a day when mamas work, but listen to me. It's your responsibility, Daddy. Amen. You're the priest of the home. You're the provider of the home, both physical and spiritual. Daddy, you ought to see. I mean, you ought to put your foot down and demand that your family be in church and be faithful for, listen, to be faithful to God. If you're saved, provider. Listen, let me tell you something. I know this is a Wednesday night crowd. I'd love to tell it to the Sunday morning crowd. If you're going to be a hit-and-miss churchgoer, don't expect your children to grow up to be a little angel. Amen? Amen. Listen, God demands faithfulness, don't He? Can anybody show me in the Bible where God said not to be faithful? You ain't got to be faithful all the time. Can anybody show me that? Hey, I'm glad He's faithful, ain't you? I may need Him sometime. There may be something urgent come up in my life, and I need Him right then. You know what? He's faithful. He's faithful. The Bible says it's required of stewards that a man be found faithful. Anybody got any problem understanding that? I don't. God's been faithful. Why am I not to be faithful? He's instructed me to be faithful. Now, listen. This book right here is not a book of options. I don't get to pick and choose what I want to do. all of it is for me. Some of it cuts, but it's for me, and it helps me. Sometimes it'll cut me, but I thank God there's a balm of Gilead that He can apply and fix it. Amen. Not only in Daddy's role as a priest and a provider, he's to be a pattern. A pattern. You ever heard the old saying, like father, like son? True words. But we're to be a pattern. Look in Proverbs chapter number 4. Verse 1, he says, "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, attend to no understanding." Listen to this. "For I give you good doctrine, and forsake ye not my law. I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Listen, he taught me also, and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom and understanding, forget it not, and neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. Love her, she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many." Listen to this. He said, "I have taught thee in the ways of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straight, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life." Daddies, if you'd apply those verses to your life, your children would have somebody to follow. Worthy of following. You ought to be a hero of the faith to your child or to your grandchild. Amen? We need some daddies that's devoted. Devoted to God, devoted to their family. Devoted to God and devoted to their family. We need daddies that can give direction. And that comes through discerning the things of God. Your child needs direction in life. The world is pulling them in the wrong direction. Television is pulling them in the wrong direction. Music is pulling them in the wrong direction. You need to point them. You need to be able to point them and lead them in the right direction. Amen? Not only do you need to be devoted, give direction, but you need to give doctrine. Now, I've done touched on this, but the Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved." Doesn't it? "Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Now, we like to put that verse on preachers, Brother Joe. But it don't say nothing about a preacher. It's for you. If you've named the name of Christ, that verse is for you. You're a workman. You're either a sorry worker or a good worker. God will be the judge one day. We need to be able to provide doctrine to our children. You know why? Because there's a lot of false doctrine. And there's going to be devils that they'll come in encounters with that'll try to pull them into false doctrines. The direction our country is going, friend, let me tell you something. The Muslim faith is growing rapidly. Listen to me. You read Hebrews chapter 11, there was people that refused deliverance, wouldn't deny the faith. If time goes on, there'll come a day in this country when people will likely have to choose or die. deny the faith if you want to live. Hey, it's happening overseas now on a daily basis. Don't think it won't come to America, because we got a stinking Muslim president that's promoting them, doing everything he can to put Christians down. Amen. Not only they can give doctrine, but can give discipline. Loving discipline. Look what the... I want to read just a few verses. I'm close to being through here. But we need some daddies that can give discipline. Not out of anger, but out of love. And let me tell you something. Your kids will make you mad, won't they? Amen? I made my mom and daddy mad. They ought to beat me to death. They ought to put something on me Ajax wouldn't take off. I needed it. And kids need discipline. You can't just turn a kid loose. You got to teach them right from wrong, don't you? Let's look in Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22 and 15 says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." You know what? You ever been in a restaurant or down at Walmart and some kid just be tearing the aisle down, screaming, pitching a fit? And mom and daddy just like a knot on the log there, doing nothing. It beats all I've ever seen. Now, they might lock me up, but I'd take my responsibility to heart. I'd put a stop to that mess. I'd give them something to cry about. You know, when old Jamie was 2 years old, he'd get to cutting up in church. And I kept telling him, I'm gonna whoop you, boy. I'm going to carry you outside. I'm going to carry you outside. One day I yanked him up. I took him outside, got in the car and shut the door. I laid him over in the seat, and I pounded that back in, boy. And you know what? From then on, he started cutting up in church. I'd say, "You want to go outside?" He'd dried up. I mean, that's biblical. Get that foolishness out of them with a whooping. 19 and 18, let's see what that says. He says, "Chasten thy son while there's hope. Let not thy soul spare for his crying." Jamie again. Used to, when Jamie was a little boy, he's going to get a whooping, you know. I mean, you done made up your mind, let's go to your room or whatever, you're going to get a whooping. Son, he'd take on like he was a dying before you ever even put a finger on him. I mean, Lord, he'd carry on. People, if they'd have been anybody listening, they'd have thought we was killing him. Hadn't even touched him yet. He'd know what was coming. And spare not thy, you know, let not thy soul spare for his crying. You know, they're gonna take on like you're killing them. Why? So you'll quit. Amen. It works. I remember me and my sister, let me chase a rabbit here. When I was a little old boy, we lived down in Heard County. My sister was a couple of years older than me. And we do like kids every now and then. We'd get disobedient to Mama. Well, Mama would go out there on a peach tree, and she'd cut a limb about like this and about this big around. And she'd wear us out. I mean, she didn't mind putting stripes on you. There wasn't no defects or whatever back then. It was the facts, not defects, the facts. If she said, "I'm going to wear you out," you was fixing to get it. And we decided one day we'd climb up on the whale house and get away from her. We sat there all evening, dreading coming down. But you know what? Got about supper time, we had to get out. And It was a whole lot worse then than it would have been if we just went ahead and took our medicine. But listen, kids need discipline. Daddies need to give loving discipline. 13 and 24, let's look at what that says. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. That's whenever he'd be needing it. Amen. And they'd be needing it pretty often, I imagine. Amen. One more verse. Let's look at 13 and 14. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Listen. God's law. I mean, we live in a day when people say don't whoop your kids. Have a little time out or take away their TV. Do something like that. I don't think that works. I don't see in the Word of God where He said do that. He said whoop them. Whoop them. It ain't going to kill them. Amen. All right, daddy's role. Daddy's reward. Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. You can leave your child all your bank account. You can leave him all your properties that you've accumulated. The best thing you'll ever leave your kid, though, is a godly inheritance. Amen. Something that they can carry all their life. They can spend your money. They can run out of that. They can sell your home, whatever you got, blow that money. But if you'll leave them a godly heritage, they'll have something within them that'll be with them throughout their life. And they can share it with their children. And it can be passed on from generation to generation. But if you if you break the chain, if you're the link in the chain that's weak, then that heritage will be lost to the next generation. Amen? And I'm afraid we live in the day when a lot of that's happened. Amen. Listen. Daddy's relationship to God, daddy's responsibility, daddy's role, daddy's reward. Wouldn't it be rewarding if it come down to the end of your life and you look back at life and you was able to say, well, I done everything that God instructed me to do in raising my kids. Wouldn't that be a reward? Wouldn't that be a peace of heart to know that your kids we're living a godly life? Would, wouldn't it? That'd be a great reward, wouldn't it? Let me say something, daddies. You got little old kids in your house. You got one chance. You got one opportunity to do what's right. Anybody listening to me? You can't get down the road 30 years and then back up and do it over. Don't work that way. The opportunity is today. Today. You know, there's so much in Proverbs, it's great instruction for a young man. How to avoid the wicked. How necessary the Word of God is. There's so much instruction in here. It's amazing. It's amazing how a book this old is so applicable to the day that we live. Young men, God even tells you in here about avoiding a whorish woman. We live in the day when that's prevalent everywhere. Just turn on your TV. Walk down the streets. The devil's got a snare for you. You're stupid enough to take it. He'll destroy your home. He'll destroy your life. Amen? Well, that's my heart tonight. Listen, daddies, you going to be a father or you going to be a fool? Amen. Stand with me.